Hello and welcome to episode 86 of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, founder and CEO of the This Woman Can Network. Many of us have been forced to address our careers amid the pandemic, and sometimes this can happen in a very abrupt and scary way. Whilst we may not appreciate it, change can be good. It pushes us to move forward and it highlights the blocks we may have been avoiding. But if you suddenly find yourself in a career flux, you've lost your job, been furloughed, took a pay cut, or are contemplating if the job you're doing right now is right for your future, the best thing you can do is lean into the change as you decide your next move. It's equally important to recognise your own strengths and where you may struggle in order to have more clarity in your actions. So let me share with you some of the best strategies if you want to pivot and embrace change in your career. Start by allowing yourself some time to grieve. Losing a job can be a shock and cause shock and worry, but lamenting over that loss for too long won't get you your new job. So take a few days to regroup after the initial shock and proactively channel that energy into finding your new career. Next, build your network and use it. If you're active on LinkedIn, you've probably seen quite a few job status updates. That's a great strategy. A significant number of jobs are never advertised and come through networking. So start making those connections right away. Be creative. It's not just past colleagues, but people you come into contact with every day. Customers, vendors, family members, etc. You never know where your next great job lead is going to come from. Next is embrace a growth mindset. As a coach, I always work with clients to develop a mindset that prioritizes evolving. This means that people can take risks and make mistakes, but take the learnings, good or bad, to grow and constantly improve. The objective is not to seek perfection. The objective is to never stop growing and learning. This mindset is critical as we find ourselves in a constantly shifting world. Developing a growth mindset doesn't happen overnight. You need to work at it and be willing to push yourself out of your comfort zone. Course correct when you need to, and always be asking for and accepting feedback on your performance. This in itself will be a game changer in all aspects of your life. Number four, see the positive in the situation. Yes, it's a blow to your career and your self-esteem, but it can also be an opportunity to redefine success on your terms, as well as an opportunity to stop your career going with the flow and get moving in a direction that gives you more fulfillment. I would also say structure your day. Create a new daily routine, one with small goals for each day or each week, such as send out 2 speculative emails per day, connect with 10 people in your network each week. Treat your career search like a job, but just like you did when you were at work, allow yourself some me time as well. Don't let the job search become a chore. Number six, perform a self and situational evaluation. Invest some time reflecting on your current situation. Doing so can help you set a strong foundation for understanding whether this is the right time to switch careers, what you want out of a career change, and what you may need to do to make it happen. And let me share with you a couple of questions that could help. Is a career change the right answer to your current situation? Is now the right time? You may not have a choice if you're in an industry or your job has been heavily impacted and you're no longer able to find sufficient opportunities. I get that. Maybe you work in tourism and can't find similar jobs. If you are able, however, to wait until a more stable time to change careers, you might consider whether now is the best and most opportune time for you. Can you weather the expected challenges? Do you have the resources to make a successful transition? Is it worth the expected challenges? Will it pay off given the required commitment? Number seven, perform a professional audit. Taking some time to understand your qualities, qualifications, and values can help focus your career transition and narrow down your career path options. It will help you further to understand how you might position yourself during the job search. And again, let me give you some more questions to help you along this process. Ask yourself the following: which soft skills do I currently have? Which hard skills do I currently have? Which skills do you need to build? You know, what are my biggest career wins? We sometimes overlook our achievements, as it's just what we do, it's something we do. But reviewing them may come easy to you, or you might feel challenged by the task. Regardless, we all have some career wins. It just might require some reflection to identify them. Another plus of taking note of your wins is that it can help you realize what you're good at, what you like doing, and how to communicate those achievements throughout the whole interview and hiring process. Ask yourself, what are my core values and non-negotiables? This can be a biggie. An assessment of these should provide direction for the role, the company, the industry you really want to work in next. 8. Be cognizant of your financial situation. I know we are, but what you need to do is put a little more attention. Cut any unnecessary expenses. Look to negotiate new payment terms where you can. You may need to tap into your savings, but the goal is to avoid financial disaster, as this will just be another worry and distraction. On the plus side, it's a great time to go through your spending with a fine-tooth comb and actually prepare a budget that will make you feel that you're in control and take the pressure off. 9. Be flexible in career paths. The kind of work you've been accustomed to really may not be feasible given the current economic climate and the changes some industries are undergoing. So spend some time researching which companies are prospering under the new rules, which industries are hiring, and consider how you could transfer your skills. The role that presents itself may not be on your plan A list, but still consider it for your plan B or plan C. There may be opportunities in it in which you can leverage your skills at a different capacity. Number 10, interview rules have changed. Be prepared for the virtual telephone interview. If it's virtual, make sure you dress as if you're attending the interview in person. Make sure your surroundings are well lit and tidy, but if this isn't possible, use professional background that you'll get on the app to mask your environment. All the things you'd consider in a live interview still apply. There's your eye contact, your tone, and your mannerisms. If it's a phone interview, find a location that's quiet with no distractions. And if the interviewee is using a platform such as WhatsApp or Messenger, etc., make sure you have good Wi-Fi or sufficient data to avoid disconnection. 11. Be constantly thinking ahead. Anticipate 2021. The one thing we've experienced as a result of this virus is that certain industries have changed to adapt, and that change may be permanent and evolve further still. Consumer demands have seen greater adoption of digital solutions, and what we see now may look a lot different a year from now. So to be relevant, don't only be thinking about what's important here and now. Think into the future and how things may evolve. There's no crystal ball, but it's good practice to stay on top of trends and continually think about where things are going. And lastly, importantly, ask for help if and when you need it. Adopting a constantly evolving mindset is a must. It'll help you shift, adapt, and provide the ability to rise to whatever opportunities and challenges you may face in the future. And as we head to living in the new normal, your thoughts are probably focused on what next for your career and how you can take that next step to elevate your game. Applications are now open for the next cohort of Purpose, Power and Presence, the Women's Leadership Program for Female Game Changers. This is a coaching program designed, specially developed to help women build their leadership capability and presence, develop their strategic thinking and enhance professional influence and harness their skill set. It's designed so you can test boundaries and hone your natural skill sets while being provided with structure and support in a collaborative process. Plus, you get the support of a community of other women who are also focused on driving their leadership destiny. If you'd like to know more about the program, head over to www.janicesutherland.com for more details. this week's edition of This Woman Can, and thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, help me out. Subscribe to the This Woman Can podcast on iTunes, give us 5 stars and share your review. And don't forget, you can also join the This Woman Can community. You can register to be a member, it's free of charge, and you can learn about all the great work the network is doing by heading over to www.thiswomancan.coach. And more, even more great news, if you like to watch your podcasts, we now have the YouTube channel This Woman Can, so head over there and subscribe. And remember, if I can, you can, this woman can. Until next time, take care.